Hello, hello from Tokyo.
Write that down, Fumisaito.
Why not?
Write that down.
Oh, let's try to be accurate in our own way and for ourselves, yeah, and for our loyal listeners, audience out there who, you know, we like to share this with. Yeah, so we're going to talk about Marigold today, and okay, finally the Ross's new company, you know, start pretty much, it was all kept very well kept, you know, secret until they announced it, you know, in their press conference. So I kind of had to wait for it, you know.
And even now, there's still a lot of people aren't sure about what it's going to be going forward, or the associations. I see all kinds of rumors still. People, even though things were announced, people still are overexcited about it, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, the thing we talk about today, you know, as far as Marigold and Ross Yogao, it's my firsthand information. So very good. And this is a red belt and a white belt, yeah? Mm-hmm. And Marigold World Championship, and also United National, UN, you know, as a white belt, yeah. Mm-hmm. And finally, Rossi announced that the formation of a new company, and Fuka's, you know, that the portion of actress girls joined too. And all of a sudden, they have like 14 wrestlers in roster, yeah. But well, today we'll talk about, we spent a week in Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend. Yes. And I saw Rossi and Julia there. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a big debut.
Yeah.
On Julia.
Yeah. Julia was seen in NXT in the ringside, and people automatically assumed that she's WWE bound. See, I told you Rossi's part of NXT Japan.
Right. Yeah. I saw some, you know, posts about that. People take a Tokyo Sports article. It's funny. It's Tokyo Sports that are taking the article from first. It's like, what are we doing?
Accurate to begin with.
It's like, if anybody...
It's a tabloid.
It's tabloid. There's more porn in the Tokyo Sports magazines than the actual wrestling articles. Like, people treat it like it's, I don't know, like New York Times or something. I don't get it. But they take a Tokyo Sports story, they get the translation, but they miss nuance, or they kind of leave something out, and that gets spun out. It's like telephone again and again and again. And yeah, and then
also that the Tokyo Sports themselves, it's like that the life expectancy of Tokyo Sports article is like 5 hours. You know, next afternoon, because you pick up Tokyo Sports at the one subway station, read it, and toss it. And next, you know, when you get off the, you know, subway, right?
It's more for like the pictures of especially the big shows. You get, oh, okay, highlights. This looks, oh, moonsault, cool. All right, I'll check that out.
Yeah. Then they don't even cover wrestling nearly as much anymore. You know, mm-hmm. It was like that. Then when you go to Tokyo subway or Tokyo trains, you used to see a lot of people reading Tokyo Sports in the train, right? Not anymore. It's all
phone, smartphone, of course.
Now. Yeah. But the Tokyo Sports people, well, including other magazine or the Nikkan Sports or other sports pages, that they didn't really transfer that into smartphone era. You know,
yeah.
So it's all a mess now. Yeah. Anyhow, that now it's announced finally. Okay. Spent a week in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And it was like the whole downtown Philadelphia was like a zoo.
I bet.
Yeah. God. And I was, you know, fortunate that I was able to stay at Marriott Hotel with, you know, wrestlers stay, because I was basically attending Bo Nakano for the Hall of Fame, induction ceremony. And from the hotel to the building to the arena, then I was, you know, we were escorted with this limousine and back and forth. And we weren't even sitting in a stand. We were at the suite, you know, that the luxury box, you know, and then we couldn't get out, you know, but there's catering all afternoon and eating and all this and watching. Cool. Yeah, but I couldn't get to see many people I wanted to see, because in the press box, in the media center, and here and then, I couldn't even walk around. So
yeah,
I texted within the buildings, I'm here, but I can't go there, you know? Yeah, but Friday night, Hall of Fame. Saturday, WrestleMania day one, and Sunday, WrestleMania day two. And Monday morning, I was like 6 o'clock in the morning, I was on the plane again.
Oof. Busy.
Yeah. But what was interesting was that I was seated in the ringside area in the first row as a Bo Nakano's family guest.
Mm.
Then CM Punk sat right next to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was photographed, and there's the people who somewhat saw me on you know, Hall of Fame induction ceremony TV show, and somewhat somebody photographed it, and a lot of people thought I was Rossi.
I saw that. Very interesting. Yeah.
And then it's like, Rossi Ogawa sitting right next to CM Punk. See, I told you Rossi's WWE bound. Next day.
Yeah,
that's good. Couldn't you tell that was me? No, that's not important. But that was like how this social media information travels, you know. And second party, third party, already. Yes, I saw Rossi Ogawa sitting right next to CM Punk. Wasn't even there. You know what I mean? Mm. But that was interesting. And I spoke with CM Punk. He was really nice. That he just sat there while Paul Heyman was giving the speech. Because during, you know, Paul Heyman's induction, you know, speech that he'll be shot, you know, because Paul will be talking about CM Punk, you know, as his client, you know, like a client number one, the Brock Lesnar, then to CM Punk, then to Bloodline. And he was talking about that. And then CM Punk being grateful. Yes. You know, and then Paul Heyman and CM Punk to this day, they're good friends. So but it's not like the CM Punk I spoke with wasn't the same, you know, CM Punk you read about. You know, the arrogant CM Punk, right? No, it wasn't like that at all, you know. And it was very professional and friendly. And Asuka, Io Sky, and Kairi Sane sitting right, you know, behind us. And it was like a very interesting situation. Yeah.
They're like the female Three Musketeers, huh?
And they were generally considered in America that they're the three best wrestlers in the world right now. Female, you know.
Yeah.
That's how WWE audience look at. And not far from the, you know, not far from it, because they're probably the best three wrestlers from Japan right now.
And they're the top stars in WWE.
Top stars, yeah.
Simply so, WWE, yeah.
And they are at their prime, you know, at their peak right now. Yeah, they should enjoy it. And also that she was Io Sky and Bayley title match was right underneath, you know, right before the main event, the second night. And I believe that the Io Sky probably made $1 million that night.
Wow.
Yeah. One match. I mean, WrestleMania payday.
And it's not, I mean, the reality is it's not common with women wrestlers and women's wrestling. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's cool. Especially Japanese women's wrestler how the market is in Japan and how economy is in Japan. Oh, things in America was so expensive, you know, going down in the hotel in the lobby and to pick up a bottle of mineral water or something. It's like $7.50.
Yeah. In big cities, it's like that right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it's like 1,000 yen for a bottle of water.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's bad.
10 times. Yeah.
In Los Angeles, for a box of cereal is like $7, $8.
Box of cereal?
Just a box of cereal, yeah.
Oh, like just step out of hotel and then get breakfast or something. You spend $40, $50. Oh my gosh!
It's especially in metropolitan cities right now, and it's a big difference because in most of my experience going back and forth to Japan, when I first went, it was way more expensive to go to Japan.
Now it's not
20 years ago, and 10 years ago it was pretty even. Pretty similar. 100 yen is a dollar.
Yeah, now 150 yen to a dollar. It's like, oh my gosh, everything's expensive in America.
It's really different.
Seems cheap in Japan, right?
That will have and is having an effect on Japanese pro wrestling industry right now.
Japanese wrestling in the industry for sure, but Japanese economy,
yes,
you know, and the price of things going up, but our salaries and the pay scale hasn't changed for the past 30 years or so, mm-hmm. you know? And so you're actually making less money for more expensive things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just something that's, it's part of reality right now.
Yeah. But so we are looking at these real world economy thing through wrestling industry too, because it's real, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Because WrestleMania is a very expensive, you know, event. Yeah.
Huge. Usually the city is involved too.
Yeah, yeah. And most of the hotels in America in downtown is no less than $300 a night.
Oh, of course. Especially if there's a big event where the prices are going to be a little extra. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but the $300 a night in hotel, nobody pays 50,000 yen per night in Japan. Goman yen a night. That's 50, way too. Yeah, yeah, that's way
that's
too
crazy.
Much.
It's
that's
just,
crazy.
It's just different.
Yes, yeah. Well, American economy is so strong. Yeah,
it's strong, but I mean, in comparison to Japan, it's just a different pace, different rhythm right now. So,
wrestling and Julia and Rossi showed up in Philadelphia. That automatically raised the speculations, you know, that then Julia going to, you know, NXT show, and you know, it was shown on the program. So it's like a lot of people assumed, right, Julia is coming to WWE NXT, and Rossi's there. I told you Rossi's will be signed with WWE. No. Yeah. But it was Rossi and Triple H had a brief, short, but very friendly meeting. Yeah. And it would be possible that the WWE superstar, you know, including people like Kairi Sane and, you know, Io, might make appearance for Marigold.
To me, it sounds a lot like it's a continuation of what happened with Noah and like Shinsuke Nakamura. It's like, I wouldn't say there's a relationship.
Partnership or anything like that.
It's just like when Great Muta went to AEW.
Yeah, it was more of a diplomacy.
Yeah, diplomacy and isolated
case. Isolated case.
I mean,
but it was good to happen, though.
I think so. Yeah, I don't know why
it's
anybody
a good thing
would
to do. Yeah.
Dislike that. I think it's a really cool idea. Imagine to get to see Io Sky versus, I don't know, Julia or Sari or somebody.
Utami Hayashishita.
Of course, against. And I don't know, we'll probably get into it. We've got to talk about some of the foreign wrestlers Marigold has coming
in
too.
Yeah, yeah. Who used to work for NXT UK, yes.
Mm-hmm. And one of Jazzy Gabbert's.
Right, training. Europeans. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bozilla, big one.
Yeah, yep. Rossi would like to have international talent, of course.
Yeah.
In regular, yeah. Now they announced it. Finally, it's Marigold. And Marigold is a flower. With, you know, like a lot of, you know, flower meaning, you know, the happiness and also it's like a twofold, you know, like a jealousy and envy too, and happiness and ambition. And this is Marigold is an interesting flower.
Mm.
And it came up with it because Rossi wanted to have one word company, you know, like Stardom, not like Pacific Wrestling Federation or anything like that. Yeah. So it's a Marigold was perfect. And also for the traditional wrestling fan from like 50, 60 years ago, Chicago, Marigold was the building, the name of the building, the wrestling capital of the United States at the time. Chicago, Marigold Arena. Mm. Yeah. Like a Dumont Network television thing. Yeah. So it's like there's a wrestling meaning to it too. And they announced 7 wrestlers initially announced, from Julia to Utami Hayashishita to Mirai to Mai Sakurai. As a wrestler and trainer, that Nanae Takahashi and her protege, Nao Ishikawa. Yeah. Hmm. And they already had the top and bottom, you know, like a jersey at the press conference.
Victoria Yuzuki too?
Yeah, Victoria Yuzuki. Yeah, Victoria Yuzuki. Another trainee. Yeah,
of Takahashi.
Nanae Takahashi. Yeah,
the two rookies.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but now Ishikawa already debuted, you know, and had an independent experience. And she made appearance. I'm talking about now Ishikawa. She played the more like a fake Sting. She did that. Fake Tam Nakano, she did that one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyhow, the top is Julia, of course. And the champion material is Utami Hayashishita. And Mirai and my Sakurai will be the main event, you know. And it will be interesting. And also, at the press conference, Actress Girls is another company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Fuka, the general manager of Actress Girls, Fuka was a general manager, a very original general manager of Stardom when Stardom started, if you remember. They brought in 7 wrestlers to join Marigold. Actress Girls is an interesting group that they don't categorize themselves a wrestling company. They're a performing group.
Hmm.
But what they do is professional wrestling. Hmm. And what's interesting is, though, the Actress Girls don't call themselves wrestling company. Therefore, Actress Girls don't appear in Weekly Pro Wrestling's annual almanac book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every January, you know, Weekly Pro Wrestling have this almanac book, right? Like the wrestler with 2,000 wrestlers with mm-hmm. real name and height and weight and birthday and, you know, all this data with face and name on it. None of the Actress Girls appear. Therefore, wrestling fans don't know them. You know what I'm saying? So they have experience. And what they were saying was that they were not professional wrestlers. They were performers, right? But what they were doing in their show, basic pro wrestling. So the six performers showed up with Fuka at the Rossi Ogawa's press conference. They came in saying that I want to be a professional wrestler. So therefore, they joined. So they're like rookies with some experience. How's
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they got the 13, 14 wrestlers in roster already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they already, the Rossi announced the opening day as May 20th at the Korakuen Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Starting at the Korakuen Hall is very good, huh?
I think so.
And they already announced one, besides this, the first show, the May 20th at the Korakuen Hall is called the Marigold Feels Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like Strawberry Feels Forever.
Forever.
Yep. Yeah, but they have this 8 shows already announced, you know.
Yeah, I noticed at the end of the press conference, they announced a lot of shows. And
yeah, that May 26th, Shinkiba, and June 1st and 2nd, Osaka and Hamamatsu, and following week, back to Korakuen, June 11th, and the following week, Kyoto and Nagoya already, and June 23rd, back to Shinkiba, and June 29th, Sendai, all big cities, right?
Mm.
And they haven't announced it, but July, they have Sumo Palace already booked.
July, end of July?
Mid-July. We'll get to that. Get to that because we don't know if we can announce this on our podcast. And also, you work for Pro Wrestling NOAH, so.
No. Yeah. But it's coming up, so we'll find out.
Yeah, I believe it's the same day.
No.
You know, with Pro Wrestling NOAH's big show.
Budokan, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the same day.
Mm.
You know? One show at the Budokan, one show at the Sumo Palace. Wow, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be big.
That'll be big. But they don't necessarily cater to same audience. Some audience overlap. But there's a women's professional wrestling fan group, fan base, to your pro wrestling NOAH fan base. So
there's been a little bit of crossover this week with the Monday Magic show. And
yes, because they are willing to work with different groups.
Yep. And they're going to be on the Wrestle Magic show next month.
Wrestle Magic show, yes.
It's four of the Marigold girls versus four.
Right, right.
NOAH or however you want to group them.
Are they pro wrestling NOAH women's division?
It's not as clear as that. Yeah, it's just
me neither.
Nothing's been announced. So, but I'm just using that as a term because
Miyuki Takase are the female wrestler who worked for Pro Wrestling NOAH shows.
They've been working the I think Miyuki Takase has been on most of the female cards. Nozaki, Nagisa Nozaki came back after a year and a half out, and she's been working. Mm-hmm. And great Sakuya, who her and Iroha, Takumi Iroha from
Iroha Takumi. Oh, the Marvelous.
Sometimes, yeah, there have been quite a few wrestlers from Marvelous have come in and showed up on Monday Magic. Mm-hmm. So the Monday Magic thing, it's not as common. So it includes a lot of
support. And also Monday Magic, you know, Nosawaronga is, you know, brainchild TV show, not the TV, we can't call it TV now, that the programming.
Programming, yeah. Weekly yeah. programming.
Yeah. We part of Pro Wrestling NOAH, but it's a just another portion of Pro Wrestling NOAH.
It's like a sub-brand.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like, you know, NXT isn't all of WWE, it's a part of WWE, and sometimes yeah, there's yeah. overlap.
So it's like Monday Magic, yeah, yeah.
Just like and the also, limit break too. Like
they Goshiro. Run Shinjuku face, right?
Yep, every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's the last show that's going to be at Sumo Hall.
Monday Magic.
The paper. The finale right. is a pay per view.
Right. Oh, so Monday Magic will be gone now.
It's going to be like season. Like
oh,
gonna,
season. Oh, okay.
This so is season two.
Yeah, so it's a show. I mean, like
yes.
programming, very interesting.
I think
they will be using different female wrestlers from different companies.
Sure, yeah, yeah. And, yeah, and on yeah. last season there were we saw the same ones we just mentioned plus Mio Momono and
right,
Yu
right,
and Hashimoto Chihiro and
well, that's Sendai Girls right there. Yeah,
yeah so the, yeah. it's like a kind of flexible people floating in and out. People that don't like last week, Yuko Miyamoto and Isami Kuraka, they
triple
made
a, six, triple yeah, six, tri-
triple six kind of freelancer guys.
It's
they had a
kind of like so it's almost confusing, but it's kind of like a in a show with a bunch of different bands,
sure, or like an open mat challenge,
yeah,
kind of like
yeah.
NOAH hosts, but whoever wants to come in and join,
right,
can come in.
It's a different brand,
yeah.
Yeah.
And a seasonal.
Not quite your GH, you know, Global Honored Crown GHC title match picture or anything like that. Yeah.
Actually, they brought back the white belt, the GHC hardcore belt for Monday Magic. And it's only right. defended in the right. Monday Magic context. Right, right now, they announced that Ninja Mac is going to have a match at Wrestle Magic against Shuji Ishikawa for a hardcore title.
Size difference.
Huge size difference.
Size difference. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I but think sounds kind of interesting, no? Sounds yeah. kind of interesting. And I'm hoping this you know, Ninja Magic guy will stay in Japan for a long time.
He and Hayata are scheduled to go to New Japan for Best of Super Junior tournament.
Right, next month. Right. Yeah.
So.
Oh, exposure for a different wider audience or different audience. You know, when you are viewed by New Japan audience, you are ultimately viewed by larger audience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that the Pro Wrestling NOAH and New Japan are, you know, like
no,
differences in ranking.
New Japan has a much bigger market.
Yeah, it's big. It's like your WWE, like, yeah.
It's just what it is. And I think NOAH has a good relationship with New Japan. I think there's always, I mean, look altogether and the last Tokyo Dome show, it's not like those Monday Night War TV shows. Yeah.
When it was, you know, Inoki, Choshu, Fujinami, New Japan, yeah. and it was a Jumbo and Misawa and Kobashi's, you know, All Japan, All Pro Wrestling, NOAH for that matter, they were clearly competition, no?
It's competition, then. But I think, like fans, people want to, they want the competition backstage. But I think of course, there's competition, but it's also like we all want to have a win-win situation too.
Oh, of course, it's business.
Because the business isn't like it was in the 90s. So I think it really, all of the companies in Japan need to rely on each other.
To work with each other. Yeah, somewhat. So yeah.
Of course, there's competition, but it's healthy market competition. And something like the United Japan Pro Wrestling organization with the couple different presidents at the top.
That the reality is, though, when they are competing with one another in the 90s, wrestling itself was bigger.
Very much so. It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
So when the business is somewhat going down, we work together kind of thing.
I got that from the Keiji Muto leaving. It really felt like there needs to be like
a big haul, huh?
new, there's a hole. There's a hole, yeah. And it needs to be filled. And I think for the moment, it's going to be like, instead of, you know, one or two people, it's going to be the companies stepping up and pushing things forward. And
or providing dream matches.
Yes, yes.
Company more, against more regularly. Company.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. That makes, you know, more, you know, English-speaking audience, English-speaking world more confused.
Yes.
You and I talked about that a number of times, that the Rossi, you know, opening up a new women's wrestling company again. And English-speaking world out there, they automatically think it will be working for ABEMA, will be under the cyber agent company, or the part of the cyber fight, or the, oh, they'll be on the Wrestle Universe. Oh, they're on the Wrestle Universe capital. Or no, Rossi will be paid by WWE NXT.
None of them are accurate, and you got to understand that where I work for Pro Wrestling NOAH, Cyber Fight, Wrestle Universe, it's like another, like a lot of other Japanese companies where it's not clear cut, where it's just up and down, vertical. There's a lot of teams that don't necessarily interact with each other at all, you know. And
Wrestle Universe is a platform. Yes. Platform for wrestling streaming programming service that the people sign in. I bought Wrestle Universe on your, you know, iPhone, therefore you can watch 10 different companies.
Mm-hmm. Like internationally that. Too, not just in Japan.
Mm. Internationally too. And Cyber Agent is not even a wrestling company. It's a huge company.
It's a platform, massive yeah. IT acquisitions company that, to be honest, wrestling and fighting is, it's a part of
just one ABEMA. Portion.
Yeah, it's ABEMA, yeah. And ABEMA is a part of the bigger Cyber Agents. Really, they were kind of well known in Asia for using digital AI for advertising. And I would say there's a statistic like 60-70% of the employees are tech people, and they have a lot of investment in the game, mobile game market in Asia, especially not just Japan, but like Singapore and Southeast Asia. And there's all kinds of other, and there's ABEMA too, which is a huge slice.
ABEMA is not even the wrestling portion. It's ABEMA, when you open, you know, sign with ABEMA, there's like sports, dramas, and you know, the comedy, sitcom, to Japanese movie, American movies, international movie, Asian movie, or the traveling channel, or
sure.
You know, the or
live
channel.
Sports. They ABEMA got it was really a big success with World Cup in Qatar.
Yeah, yeah.
They aired it, and that was a big deal.
So sports a big thing, but see, when you open this ABEMA, you know, platform like this, you have to look for what is wrestling.
Yeah. there's a new like ABEMA fight, ABEMA wrestling YouTube, and they're trying to do more of that. But to say that all of this, where I'm at, where everybody else is at, we fall under a large tree.
And yeah, I think so.
It's can't just say
we have
Ogawa did this, and it's connected to the things are so disconnected and disjointed. It's not what people, you just can't say
it's
it.
It's not
in a
like
sentence.
20, 30 years ago, network television got the TV rights to you, and it's exclusive to them. So the wrestling company and the network television connected so much with each other, and that's their strong tie. But now, media is different. For our wrestling fans and our podcast audience out there, let's make it clear that the Rossi is not under any capital money. See, Rossi's Marigold is not paid by Cyber Fight or Cyber Agent or part of WWE NXT. No, you know,
it's his.
Wrestle Universe, yes, a little bit, because Marigold programming will be on Wrestle Universe,
sure, but
it's not owned by Wrestle Universe or Cyber,
same as Sendai
or ABEMA or anything.
Yeah, same as Michinoku Pro right now, or Zero One.
Yeah, so Rossi's Marigold, you know, company. It's actually Dream Star Fighting Marigold.
Yes,
is official name for it. But Marigold is not under any big capital umbrella, nothing like that. It's Rossi's final challenge in this business. Yeah, he really said there's no big sponsorship, you know, and not being paid by he walked away from Bushiroad. Actually, it would have been a lot safer if he wasn't motivated that he'd get paid and just sit, you know? And then let Stardom do what they do now with new producers or something, that Rusty, you know, would just stay home or whatever and get paid. He could have done that. But he actually, choose to walk away from Stardom. This is going to be his final challenge in this business. He's spending his money he saved for his senior years. You know, I'm not sure if he, you know, publicly, you know, made it public, but he goes to hospital twice a week. Remember? And
dialysis.
But he has that energy that this is what he does, you know.
So it's his Rusty, life.
Yeah, and Rusty's been so misinterpreted and misunderstood by largely by English speaking audience out there as some bully or somebody who brainwashed wrestlers or who uses wrestlers, or even God, some people think he molests people, something. It's just so strange, you know.
Perverted.
No. He has 46 year experience in wrestling business. He started out when he was 20 years old with original All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling. And he made, I'm going to go through this one more time. He made Crash Girls famous. You know, he started working for All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling in the last leg of this beauty pair era, Jackie Sato and Maki Ueda. And Jackie was still there. Then the Jaguar Yokota and the Devil Masabi, they debuted. But his first project was to make Crash Girls, Lioness Asuka and Chigusa Nagayo famous. He did that. And he came up with all the names, Bo Nakano, the Crane Yu, the Grizzly Smith, the Bison Kimura. He didn't really take credit for it, you know. But he came up with all these ring names. And, you know, Dream Star Yokohama Arena, all the big show in the All Japan Women's Show had the title, right? You know, like Dream Olympia or the Tokyo Dome.
Olympia.
All kinds of names. Yeah, the Kawasaki this and Yokohama Dream this. Yeah, he came up with all that, you know. And also he was instrumental in the mid-90s to late 90s inter-promotion boom era, if you remember. All Japan Women, JWP, LLPW, FMW Women's Division, they all worked together and huge boom, right? Rossi was behind this, you know? He came up with it. And when Matsunaga Brothers' money went down and none of the wrestlers got paid for 5-6 months period, and the wrestlers start quitting and taking independent booking and freelancing, that Rossi decided to walk away from that, and he created RCN, if you remember. That only war, you know, lasted 5 years, and I wouldn't say it was a big success, but it was his first experiment as his own company. And after that, he had to file bankruptcy himself, but so he stayed, you know, like a low profile for a couple of years until he started running a Fuka Festival. Yeah, Fuka, the general manager of this actress, gonna get back to that. And Fuka started training these girls without having any plans, you know, when Shinkiba had a ring and the wrestlers can come in during the weekday afternoon to use the ring to train, Fuka started training a bunch of her friends, 8 of them. Later on, Iwatani, in the name guys, you know. Then Fuka called Rossi, well, I'm training, you know, some of these girls, you know, come and watch, you know. Then Rossi shows up and then Fuka already trained 8 girls, all ready to debut. It's like, wait a minute, what are you guys working out this for, right? There's no plan to run the show or nothing like that, right? It's like, but these guys, Fuka trained these 6, 7, 8 girls, all ready to debut. Then Rossi said, I guess I have to create a new environment for these girls to work. Therefore, they started a company called Stardom. You know, he didn't plan on it. Then, 11 years later, Stardom still is the biggest company. And back into the 2019, WWE and Bushiroad both pitched for buying Stardom from Rossi, you know? And Rossi kind of chose Bushiroad, the same parent company as New Japan, the Japanese company, you know? And they sold Stardom. And then pandemic came, you know? And 4 years, he basically, yeah, like took it. Because the deal was, though, when Rossi sold Stardom to Bushiroad, the deal was made that the wrestling portion, like a creative, wrestling productions, all Rossi's executive production. Rossi's the executive producer. The Bushiroad wasn't going to do anything about the actual content of wrestling show. It was a promise. Then all of a sudden, a year later, 2 years later, oh my gosh, 3 years in, they were calling the shot that what Rossi was coming up with all these ideas. It's like, Rossi couldn't take it anymore. It's like, why am I being denied, right? Yeah, the deal was Bushiroad was going to do the business portion of it, ticket sales, merchandising, and marketing, and all these things are on Bushiroad's hand. But what takes place in the wrestling building and the wrestling ring, it was going to be all Rossi's, you know? Then, all of a sudden, it wasn't like that anymore. And Rossi was planning on leaving like a year ago already. Yeah. And I have to point out again, though, that it would have been much easier for Rossi to just decide to lay low and get paid.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And then do nothing about it. So it says, I'm leaving. And we got to start a new company, you know? But it wasn't going to be like a big, you know, split, you know? A lot of people, again, in the English speaking world, that the Exodus, right? Like, Stardom, big roster, will be split into two different companies. Oh my gosh, right? Mm-hmm. But what they don't seem to know is that when the big company split into two different groups and the two new companies alike, both companies won't be very popular anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. Just split into, you know, two groups that what they used to, you know, be able to see, you can't watch it anymore. And the loyal fan base will be buying tickets from both companies attending, right? Therefore, both companies, you know, the popularity will go down eventually. And what Rossi wanted to do was that he wanted to take just one or two wrestlers. Then everybody else, they will be training new wrestlers, yeah, and creating a new talent. And this time, the most loyal, you know, wrestlers. Well, you would think people like, you know, that the Iwatani or Starlight Kid or Azumi or the Hanan and the Twins, they would all join, or Momo Watanabe would join, or Shuri would join Rossi, right? But Rossi, I think, told him, well, stay there and be your own wrestler, you know? I'm just leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is, though, Iwatani just, you know, a couple of days ago, she tweeted, you know, Mayu Iwatani, the icon of Stardom, she posted very interesting tweet that it feels like my mom and dad got divorced and my dad is remarrying already.
Very interesting, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because they're like family, but sure. Clearly Stardom and Marigold now, they're not friends. They're separate, two separate companies. I don't think they'll mingle. I mean, they probably will in 5-10 years from now if it lasted. But now that the Iwatani, you know, Starlight Kid, Azumi, the Momo Watanabe, the Hanan, and the Twins, they are all on their own. I think if actually Hanan, Azumi, and Starlight Kid, they're already a coach at the dojo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, young, but they have 10-year experience. They are the one training rookies then. And Rossi's people and, you know, Nanae Takahashi, they will be training rookies too. And 2 years, 3 years from now, Stardom roster and Marigold roster won't look alike.
No. I think they already feel different. Takahashi being in charge of training.
Training, like old Japan women's style?
Completely different, yeah.
Yeah. And Julia will stay with Rossi's Marigold until she goes to America.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And next biggest superstar, like, would be, in my opinion, is Utami Hayashishita. She already is, though, but Utami Hayashishita will be like your Tanahashi type.
Wow. Yeah. Ace.
Yeah.
Strong,
yeah,
ace.
Ace. Yeah. And Mirai and Mai Sakurai would be your Naito and Okada. Yeah. So it would be very interesting. Very interesting. And Rossi's company will always have Americans and Europeans, yeah, international superstars, you know, like to have it. Yeah. So that's like, I want to make this clear that, you know, because English speaking wrestling fans, especially like social media and internet oriented wrestling fans, we're just automatically assuming Rossi's company is part of WWE NXT or part of Cyber Asian or part of Wrestle Universe or connected. Where do they, you know, where did Rossi's money come from? Rossi's spending his own money, man, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's Julia who's involved with WWE, you know,
because she wanted to go.
Yeah,
and,
so
and the WWE is welcoming her.
Yeah, so I, so, you know, where's what are people talking about? You know,
yeah, all, but not like Rossi and Julia signed yeah, with WWE together as a manager or anything like that.
There's the, I don't understand how people interpret.
Yeah, because Rossi's not about to move to America.
Oh, like you said, he goes to the hospital twice a week. It's like, yeah, Marigold is a lot of work as it is.
Yeah, and this is his final challenge in this wrestling industry. Yeah, this is going to be his final legacy. Yeah, but
very,
I think something to look forward to. And
very much what, so.
I mean, like the word independent is almost deceiving, because when you say independent in wrestling, it's like a small independent wrestling company, right?
Hmm.
No, it's like completely independent from everything else.
Sure,
that's what he's doing.
And yeah, independently funded.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's what I think that I don't think Rossi's Marigold will have much of a blending with other wrestling companies. Although stars like Sari will be working here and there. Oh. Probably Unagi Sayaka, somebody like that, will be working here and there. But Marigold will have their own roster. Looks, right, that's like Marigold superstars.
You might say Marigold superstars on a different show like Monday or Monday Magic, like they were this week.
Yeah, initially, but Rossi wants to have their own, like a calendar year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and their own stars and their own storyline,
tournaments,
own title match picture. See, what I don't understand is that the Stardom still has 5-star Grand Prix, or Cinderella tournament, or the star shape belts, red belt and white belts, and triple belts and tag team belts. It's all Rossi's idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if they want to erase any Rossi's influence, why would, you know, they shouldn't have Cinderella tournament anymore. They shouldn't have 5-star Grand Prix anymore. They should not have star shaped belts, you know? But that's their, I don't know. Well, they decide that.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, this is all really new, and Stardom is going to go in their own direction, and Marty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, it's finally on their own, because dad, father, Rossi isn't there. That it's Mayu Iwatani who has to have her own leadership now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Azumi, Hanhanan, the Starlight Kid, they all have to grow out of it, and they will become they are the Stardom now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people, yeah, well, people decide which company, you know, because Stardom still is popular, you know, and Marigold is something that's just started, you know, but the people will be comparing these two companies.
Of course. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, but Rossi already made a lot of plans, huh?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 big shows already lined up, plus Sumo Palace show, and Wrestle Universe programming, and come up with all merchandising. And on top of that, Marigold will always have English commentary on their show.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this day and age, even it's Japanese company that they, you know, to live stream all over the world, you will have English speaking play-by-play and English speaking commentary.
Oh yeah. I mean, Wrestle Universe. About 40% of the subscribers are from outside Japan.
Outside Japan, yeah. So Marigold will have a new audience for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
International too. So English will be necessary.
Yeah, yeah. So did we cover a lot of ground today?
I think so. We had to cover your trip, and we had to cover Marigold. I mean,
Marigold,
it was kind of a must. But next time we should try to get to some questions that we've been sitting
on. Oh, okay. Oh, definitely. And Marigold, did I say that they have red belt and white belt concept?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait to watch it unfold starting next month.
Yeah, and I think that will make Julian and Utami and Mirai and Mai Sakurai all bigger star than mm-hmm. they were, you know, than they were.
There's a lot of pressure on Julia, but I think she's...
But she carried herself like a superstar.
Very well, yeah.
You know?
I'm impressed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very special.
So I'm excited okay. to see.
So where can I find you, Justin?
Well, if you can find me anywhere, I'm on... X at Justin M. Nipper, and where can we reach you, Mr. Fumi Saito?
On X at Fumihiko Dayo, FumihikoDayo, Fumihiko Dayo, or just Fumi Saito on Facebook, or Fumi Saito No Space 2001 on Instagram.
All right. So then, until next time, we'll do some Q&A. We'll get your questions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely.
I have them here. Send I got them questions. Right here. I got yeah. them here.
We're definitely going to answer a lot of questions because I think. We are here to, well, I'm not arrogant enough to say educate you and anything like that, but anything we can answer, you know, I would like to share this. Then mm-hmm. you have better idea, you know, what to look for or how to understand or how to connect to dots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 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 Talk to us and email us and get at us on social media. So
sounds good. Yeah, get out of social media.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. So until next time.
So long from Tokyo.